doing.
All righty. Well, thank you, everyone. And today our workshop is going to cover our TRIO student support services. And we have Cassandra Griggs, the Associate Director of the TRIO Talent Search, and Robert Jacobs, the Associate Director of TRIO Support Services, who are going to kind of give us an update on these programs. So with no further ado, it's all yours.
Thank you, Dr. Labasso. As mentioned, my name is Robert Jacobs, the Associate Director of the Student Support Services Program. We appreciate all of you guys being here today with us. It means a lot for this opportunity to share our wonderful programs, resourceful programs, with you today.
And also, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Cassandra Griggs, and I am the Associate Director of TRIO Talent Search. I'd also like to take time to introduce my team on the talent search for Flagler County Schools. We have a new coordinator, Michelle Emden. We also have an open position for our second coordinator. Our administrative assistant is Cindy Button, and then we have an academic support tutor, Jesse Doe.
On the student support services side, again, my name is Robert. I am the project director. We have an education coordinator. Her name is Angela Gonzalez. And we are also seeking a new education coordinator. That job posting is currently available on our website. So we are actively recruiting an education coordinator. Cindy Button is also our administrative assistant for student support services. And we do have two professional tutors, Russell Sandberg and Joey Roberts.
Just a bit of history for TRIO Talent Search. TRIO is not an acronym. It doesn't stand for anything. It's actually a combination of three programs. Each of those programs are Department of Ed funded, and we work with students that encounter some disadvantages, whether in their home life. With that being stated, it started in the 1960s. What you can see on a slide are some celebrities that were part of the TRIO program when they were in school. TRIO was given its name based on the three different branches: Upward Bound, TRIO Talent Search, and TRIO Support Services. Right now, we are funding low-income students, as Robert has previously stated, and these students come from homes that are first-generation college students. I wanted to take time to talk about our mission statements. For TRIO Talent Search, we work with 6th through 12th grade students in Flagler County Schools. And our whole purpose is to increase the number of those students that can graduate from high school. Many of those students, as stated before, come from low-income families, and they are first-generation college students. Many of them do not have the opportunity to understand that college is an opportunity for them, so we bring that to light for them.
In the student support services side, our mission is to increase the persistence, the retention, graduation, and transfer rates of our Daytona State College students. And just like Cassandra mentioned, we do work with students of low income, first generation, or students of disabilities.
So in order to participate in TRIO Talent Search, we have some requirements for our students and for the families. We are working towards recruiting 500 total students for our grant. 67% of them have to be from those low-income families or first-generation students. They have to attend one of the five target schools that we work directly with in Flagler County Schools, and they must be a U.S. citizen or permanent resident. Something additional that we work with the students on is having a 2.5 GPA, just because in order for the students to be able to succeed, it's really important for them to maintain appropriate grades. We have our advisor, which is now called our coordinator, Michelle Emden, and myself that meet with the students at least once per month. But right now, in this year, we're meeting with the students weekly. And finally, they have to have the desire to pursue post-secondary education. I would like to take the opportunity to share with you some of our objectives with our grant. So the grant is a five-year grant. Works from 2021 all the way to 2026. Currently, we are working at five target schools in Flagler, and the goal is to recruit, as stated previously, 500 students. As of January of this year, we have recruited 88 students. I just began the role as a project director in January, so we have been working tirelessly to meet in those five target schools. One of our targets is also school persistence, meaning that they are able to move on to the next grade level. Our goal is 95%. Currently evaluating our 88 students, 98% of them are meeting their goals. Another target is for the students to graduate with a diploma. Our goal is 86%. Currently, we do not have seniors in our program to be able to evaluate that data, but that's something that we will continue to monitor as the years continue. Post-secondary education enrollment, meaning our students will attend college, which is the second part of our target. Not only do we want our students to graduate from high school, we also want them to enroll in college. Currently, just because we are just starting in January, we do not have students that are enrolled in college, and we do not have any students enrolled at DSC. I've mentioned several times our target schools, and this is what I'm talking about. So in Flagler County, we have five major schools that are considered Title I schools, meaning those are the majority of the students that reach our low income levels. Those are the ones that majority of those students that are potential first generation students are attending. We have one middle school, Buddy Taylor Middle, and then we have FPC, Flagler Palm Coast High School. Elementaries are included in that because currently Flagler County schools include sixth grade. We have three elementaries, Bunnell Elementary, Rimfire, and Wadsworth. Starting next year, we will not have elementaries, though, because Flagler has just changed their zoning and requirements, so our sixth grade will transition into middle school. So we will be working at Buddy Taylor Middle School and Flagler Palm Coast High School. These are the services. When I mentioned that we meet with the students at least once a month, these are the services that we are offering our students and family. Financial aid, college applications, understanding SAT prep. Something that's really important for the students is professional tutoring. They only have so many hours in the day to be able to work with their teachers. Our professional tutors have the opportunity to meet with the students one-on-one or in a small group setting to work with them. That can include remediation opportunities. Some of our students struggle with some of their classes, so this is an opportunity to remediate some of their struggles. We also have the opportunity to go on college tours, and I'm really excited because our first college tour is coming up on Monday, this upcoming Monday, to the University of North Florida, where the students get the opportunity to experience what it's like being a college student. I just want to enforce that thought of many of their parents did not graduate from college. So this will be the first experience of them like, yes, I want to pursue college, but this is physically what this looks like. These are some of the schools that we go on a college tour to. I'm also really excited for this summer on June 20th. We have a large group of students coming here to the Daytona State College. Taking time to share some of the events that have already taken place with TRIO Talent Search, as well as some upcoming events. So Monday, May 9th, we had our first family night, where we invited families that are currently within Talent Search, as well as the community, so that they can know about it. It was a recruiting opportunity and to update our families about what's taking place and what services are we giving them. On May 23rd, as already mentioned, we're going to University of North Florida for a campus tour. And on the 25th, we're taking Bunnell Elementary to News Journal Center and our DSC tour. So we have two DSC tours taking place. One of our components within our grant is competitive preferences. So we expose our students to cultural, career, and STEM opportunities, as well as literacy to build their reading and writing abilities. So one of the things that we are planning to do this summer is book club meetings where they study novels and build their literacy skills. We have STEM club meetings, community service opportunities, because a lot of our scholarships that we're showing our students require community service, so we're offering those opportunities for the students. We're going to the theater in Jacksonville, and we're also having a theme park where they get that career initiative and understand how STEM can translate into a career field. These are some images of our students and how they've participated in some of our STEM activities and field trips. I'm really excited about the bottom middle because these students are students that are not actively engaged in the classroom. And for the first time, we were able to see a reason for the students to work towards. I can do something. A lot of them come from that disadvantaged background and they've struggled in the classroom. So having the hands-on opportunity, it gave them something to work for. Yes, I want to stay in TRIO. Here's my opportunity to show an adult that I'm really amazing at something. I'm going to turn it over to Robert for our student support services.
Thank you, Cassandra. That was wonderful information. So Student Support Services, again, is a program here on Daytona State College, and we've been serving students on our campus for over 40 years. So we've been here located at Daytona State since the 1980s. And the fact that we are on a grant-funded program, we do have to submit a new grant every 5 years. So right now we are currently in the 2020 through 2025 grant cycle. And just like mentioned in our mission, our goal is to increase the college graduation rates of our Daytona State College students and allow our students to obtain a bachelor's degree and then transfer on into a bachelor's program, whether it be here at Daytona State College or one elsewhere. TRIO SSS is housed right here in Daytona Beach campus, although we do serve students on all campuses here. We are located in the Baker Academic Support Center. When a student joins our program and they go through the application process, every student is assigned a TRIO advisor. And that TRIO advisor acts as their resource until the student graduates. So from career planning to academic advising, financial aid, counseling, I like to consider ourselves a one-stop shop. So students can come to us, feel comfortable, and build that rapport with our advisors and have somewhere to go all the time. Our mission, just like many of our missions here at Daytona State, is our students' successes. So our goal is to help them navigate the academic pipeline here and graduate, simply. Graduate, transfer, move on to their desired careers. When a student meets with us, we develop a tailored academic plan. We call this TAP. So when we refer to TAP, we do refer to their academic plan. So each plan is catered to our students' needs, their academic goals. We sit there with the students and we research with them different colleges to give them options and opportunities. And with that, we develop what is called their academic plan. And their academic plan sticks with them until they graduate. It is not only helpful for them to see what classes they need for their requirements here for their general education, the 12 classes they need for their gen eds, but the electives as well. It's important that they're taking classes that revolve around their program of interest. So many times we're researching the different colleges and universities to make sure that if they're going into engineering, they're taking all the proper math and science courses. So when they graduate with their AA degree, they're moving, streamlining right into their academic program and their bachelor degree. So you see here, we are our students' advisors, but we are their biggest cheerleaders as well. So come graduation day, you'll find my team at graduation supporting our students, cheering them on, getting the VIP access while they're waiting in line and taking some wonderful pictures. I have a funny story about Stephon Brown here. I'm going to save till the end here. But we have wonderful students, and their goals are our goals. Just like Talent Search, we do have an eligibility component with our program. Students only have to meet one of the three criteria on the left-hand side. So students who are first generation, meaning neither parent has a college bachelor's degree. So they can have an associate's, that's fine. They can be successful nurses. They can have an associate's degree in nursing, but their child would still qualify for our program without having a bachelor's degree. So if they meet that first criteria, they're eligible for TRIO SSS. Secondly, if a student is considered low income, and we do use the Department of Ed poverty guidelines, so if the family is earning an income of 150% of poverty, they do qualify for our program. 99% of the time, student who receives a federal Pell Grant is eligible for our program. So we do work collectively with the financial aid department and verifying their financial aid. And like I said, 99% of the time, if they're receiving a Pell Grant, that is a huge indicator for our financial aid counselors to say, hey, there's a wonderful program over there, an academic support center called TRIO. You may qualify and you may benefit. Lastly, if a student has a mental or physical disability, so we do work with the CAS, the Counseling and Accessibility and Services on campus, to gather paperwork for reporting purposes. So if a student doesn't meet the first two, but they'd meet the third, then again, they qualify for our program. And then all students in our program do have to meet the three additional requirements there on the right. So one, they must obtain a GED or high school diploma. They must be a U.S. citizen or a permanent resident. And lastly, they must not already have an associate's degree. So I can't tell you how many times a student wants to join our program who's coming back, you know, 5-10 years later, who has an associate's degree but wants to go for something different. But unfortunately, our hands are tied with our grant. They simply cannot be in our program. With this new grant cycle beginning 2020, our team in TRIO developed what is called the 3-2-1 success model. And what this allows our program to do is engage with our students. We have found that communication is the fundamental key to our students' successes and our successes as their advisors. So what we have initiated is this 3-2-1 success plan throughout each semester. Students are, we don't hold them accountable, but we do recommend that they attend 3 monthly meetings, and we do host these monthly meetings each semester. So January, February, March, we'll have monthly meetings that the students can attend. These are academic workshops. They're hour long, and many times they're related to financial literacy or leadership or strength finding. They can be also related to their academics or simply having a third party come in and do a demonstration on mindset. So it's always something different, and we want to make sure the students are getting everything out of our program. Secondly, it's very important that our advisors meet with our students. Right, we need to know what's going on, not only academically, but if something's affecting them personally, we need to be able to connect them with the right resources in the community. So our minimum requirement is 2 visits with their coordinator per semester. I can't tell you how many times I've met with a student 2 times in a day, granted 2 times in a semester. So that requirement is never a problem with our students. I like to consider ourselves a one-stop shop. When a student comes in to receive our services, they know that we have their back. They know that we can help them when it comes to academic advising, financial aid counseling, career readiness, transfer advising, or connecting them to the right resource that simply we cannot offer. So it is important that we do connect with other departments on campus. We can't do this alone. And I do thank all of Student Support Services on campus and Building 100 because they've been fantastic in being there for our students when we need them. Lastly, we like to keep our students engaged. So we work with student life, you know, we work with all areas of the community, and we also host our own events as well. So whether it's a movie night on campus, a financial literacy night, or simply a campus tour or cultural trip, we're trying to engage the students. We found that when a student's engaged outside of just the classroom, that they're more successful in the classroom as well. Every year, we have to submit what's called an annual performance report. So in this APR, we have to collect data from the year prior and then send that data to the Department of Education. This data, you'll see that we are funded to serve 210 students. That's simply not a problem. Our program is at full capacity right now, and we generally serve about 230 students at any given point in time. So we do have the power to serve a little bit more than what we're funded to serve. That's not a problem. There are certain objectives that you will see in regards to retention rate. So students who enrolled in fall 2020 and return back in the following semester, that is what we call retention, or in other words, persistence. And we did meet that criteria. We had over 90% persistence rate in the 2020-2021 academic year post-pandemic. So we were very proud of our students. Our grant objective is 65%. So we did quite well in that area. Academic standing. So students have to achieve above a 2.0 GPA. Again, we generally have no problem meeting this objective. You can see that we have 94% in good academic standing, and we need to have at least 88%. And then the bottom two are our 4-year graduation and transfer rates. So our graduation rate measures students back in 2017, and if those students graduate within a 4-year period with their AA degree or AS degree, that is considered graduation rate. So again, we met that rate, 70%, and we had to at least have a 32%. And then lastly, our transfer rate. So again, going back to 2016, of those students who graduate, at least 12% need to transfer on to one of our bachelor programs at Daytona State, or it can be a bachelor program at any other university. And when I say any other university, I have a student over in Southern California right now who graduated. So we're helping them all over the country. So it's a phenomenal thing. The work that Talent Search and TRIO really provides does matter to our students. The Department of Ed, just like they collect information on our APR, they collect information all over the country. And with the information they've collected in over the past year, students who receive a Pell Grant compared to those in Student Support Services, the ones who are in SSS are 3 times more likely to graduate within a 6-year time frame than those of their peers with just the Pell Grant. So as you can see, all the services, the intrusive advising, the resources that we are providing our students is really making a difference in helping our students graduate within those 6 years, and numbers don't lie. We provide many services, some of which I've already mentioned. Some of the big services that our students learn about when they're struggling in a class, they learn from their faculty that TRIO has these awesome, awesome tutors. And I agree with those professors. We do have phenomenal tutors in our program. We offer one-on-one tutoring every semester. When we build the student's schedule, we look at their academic schedule, their personal life, and then we can add a math, a science, a foreign language, or an English and writing tutor within their academic schedules each week. So throughout the entire semester, students have that option to meet with their tutor every week, sometimes twice a week, right? So they're getting a lot from our tutors and helping them succeed in their classes. Another huge incentive is our grant aid, right? So financial aid works with us in distributing our grant aid. Each year we are allotted a certain amount of funds to disperse to our students in scholarship form. So those who are good students in our program, meeting that 3-2-1 success plan, apply for that TRIO grant aid. Many times they're awarded that additional funding, and students in our program can receive that up to 3 times. So $650 up to 3 times goes a long way. You know, that almost pays for an associate's degree here at the college. And that's in addition to their Pell Grant and their other financial aid awards. I've mentioned we do advising, financial aid support, transfer support. We're there with the student from day one until they graduate and transfer. So, you know, we try to help them on every area of their academic journey here at the college. Additional support services we provide are cultural trips. So we take students each year to different events. They could be musicals, Broadway shows, museums, aquariums. As you can see here, we go all the way up to Savannah, Georgia from time to time, and we'll tour the SCAD University and then take a nice tour of the Savannah area, and our students enjoy it, all within a day. So it's a long day for us. You know, we'll wake up at 5:30 in the morning, we'll hop on a nice charter bus, we'll take the students up to UNF before we hit Savannah, we'll do a college tour, eat on campus, and then we'll tour the entire Savannah region. So it's good times with our students, and then we come back and it's usually late, everybody's tired and falling asleep on the bus, but you know, it was all well worth it. Our students get the opportunity to see what's out there. Many of our students don't have that opportunity prior to TRIO. I've had many students tell me this is the first time they've traveled outside of Volusia County. So what we're doing is making differences in our students' lives. Academic and coaching and workshops, you know, that starts with the advisor, and then that feeds into our monthly meetings as well. So it's a collaborative approach. We work with different departments on campus like career services or financial aid or academic advising. Who from time to time they'll do some workshops for us. The online success seminars with career services is something we've done in the past as well. And then we have a wonderful Summer Bridge program, which we're going to touch base here in just a moment. So I talked about some of those awesome trips we went on with our students. Well, this is just some pictures from this past semester. As you can see on the left-hand side, that is the University of South Florida. We had a full trip there. We even had two additional students show up that we weren't prepared for, but we still made it happen, and they still were able to join us on that trip. So the students get to see that whole college experience. They get to live it for a day. You know, we work with the other universities, and they provide an awesome experience with a tour. We generally eat on campus, so they can eat not only with their fellow students, but now they're eating with other college students from the university that they may be transferring to. So it's a wonderful experience, not only for them, but for me as well, and our staff. I guess you can say it's a perk of the job, getting to travel and have a nice day with our students. So we finished the day here at the Tampa Bay Aquarium. So for those marine biologists or students studying some type of science, they had a real ball here at the aquarium. And then again, we traveled back to campus. And I would like to say that all of our trips are paid for by our Department of Ed grant-funded program. My colleague Angela Gonzalez, the other education coordinator, she did just come back from a trip in March with our students from the Kennedy Space Center, another well-attended trip. I always point out that one of our students went there all in gear. I think she was ready to take off and take a mission. But our students, you know, like I said, they don't have these opportunities without TRIO, many of them. So again, just seeing the world in their eyes, it's meaningful. It's why I'm here. It's why we're doing our job and why we're passionate about what we do. So this was a great trip. The students were like, can we go back tomorrow? We only saw a quarter of the Kennedy Space Center. So for some of you who may have been to the KSC, there's no way you can experience that whole other exhibits in one day. So, you know, they see the prime stuff and they're ready to go back. And then finally, we took the students to a musical Broadway show at the University of North Florida to a musical called Dear Evan Hansen. Again, this was, you know, right in that weird phase where, you know, post-COVID, you know, everybody was a little reluctant, you know, to kind of go out there and be a part of civilization again. So it was really good to get back into it with our students, mask and all. And they had a great time. We ate at Four River Steakhouse. I'm not sure if any of you are familiar with Four Rivers, but it was a great meal, and the students really enjoyed it as well. Summer Bridge Program is a wonderful opportunity, and this is where Talent Search and SSS really connects. We like to build that pipeline between the high school and the college. You know, if a student's eligible for Talent Search, we know that they're going to be eligible for the SSS program as well. So many times we have students in the Summer Bridge program who take that pipeline, and here they are right in our Summer Bridge program. So this program is an intensive college preparation, and what we're trying to do is build strategies and skills for our students so that when they start their academic journey in fall, they feel prepared, right? They don't feel that imposter syndrome where they don't feel like they belong. They know they belong. And throughout this program, they're going to develop a nice peer network. They're going to have a personal advisor that has their back every step of the way. Our students receive a $300 book scholarship. That's a big incentive right there. And they also receive free lunch. So they get free lunches on campus every day. They're on, you know, with Summer Bridge. And that's another huge selling point there. Our students love food and they love money, but they get us as well. And students who finish this 8-day program are automatically accepted into the SSS program. And then from there, we've got their back, right? So from the time they start Summer Bridge until the time they transfer, they're a TRIO student. The program is taking place on the Daytona Beach campus from July 18th through July 28th. It's a Monday through Thursday. We know how much our students love their Fridays, especially those FTIC right out of high school. You know, it's a challenge sometimes getting them here right out of high school. They want to enjoy their last summer, you know, before they go to college. But we know that the students who sign up for Summer Bridge are the overachievers. And it's an 8-day program, Monday through Thursday, 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock. And it's a great opportunity. It's 24 students that are involved in this Summer Bridge program. Here's one of our Talent Search alumni and SSS alumni. Her name is Caitlin Cartwright. She was actually a Summer Bridge student herself, and she's a success story within herself. You know, she started here at the college. She graduated early, and on she went to, you know, study at the University of South Florida. So I wanted to just share some words from Caitlin and see if it hits home. With the help of my advisors from Talent Search and SSS, TRIO built the foundation of my academic confidence and success. Their help allowed me to make confident and well-advised decisions for my academic and personal life. I wish they could have followed me to USF. I love this extraordinary program and still recommend it to my peers. So this is what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about our students. It's all about helping them achieve their academic goals. And going back to my good old friend, Stephon Brown, right? In that graduation slide, I told you I had a little funny story about Stephon Brown. Well, it's full circle, ladies and gentlemen. When a student graduates, they become TRIO alumni, but they become family. They become part of our TRIO family. And Stephon Brown happened to call me on the way home from the beach. We went to the beach. My wife, my son, we're coming back from the beach. It was a great Saturday. And here I get a phone call from Steph, and yes, they do have our personal numbers from time to time. We'll get a text or a phone call, and you never know what's going on. But Steph warned me. He said, you know, I just applied for this position at Liberty Mutual. Oh, by the way, I used you as a reference. I hope that's okay. Absolutely fine, Steph. What's going on, man? How can I help you? And he said, well, you know, they just called me and said they may be checking my references, so I just want you to be ready. They may be reaching out to you soon. I said, okay, no problem. So on we went. 2 minutes later, Liberty Mutual is on the phone. They're calling me on a Saturday coming home from the beach. And I was proudly able to, you know, let Liberty Mutual know how incredible of a student Stephon Brown was. He graduated FIU with honors, and he's today working with Liberty Mutual. So it's full circle. We get to see our students not only succeed from Daytona State College, but also succeed in their careers as well. So I just wanted to mention that. That concludes our presentation. We appreciate your time. We're going to leave the next, you know, few minutes or however long it takes for any questions. Thank you.
Great presentation. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
One quick question on the talent search. Does another college have Volusia County, or just why Flagler only?
That's a great question. So previous years, it was grant funded for Volusia. We just transitioned to Flagler because they showed so much engagement in wanting success rates that Volusia was able to show for their students. So currently there is no TRIO currently working with Volusia County Schools. We're just strictly in Flagler.
And can you, I mean, you can apply for both if you wanted to, or is it, are you limited to a
When you say apply for both, you're...
Like from the federal grant perspective, you could apply to do it in multiple counties or...
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
We've had it at Volusia, and I think you know we will you know attempt to pursue it again. And then we also have an application into Upward Bound is
yes.
also another program that we're applying for as well. So hopefully we'll hear soon on Upward
Very
Bound.
Soon. Actually, it was just applied, and we're waiting to hear. It's going towards Mainland High School, and it will be working towards serving 60 students. And it's because Mainland High School, in comparison to the other high schools, has the lowest graduation rate in comparison. So we're really hopeful to hear back from the Department of Ed very soon.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And I believe the Summer Upward Bound has a residential component as well.
It does. And most of them do.
Right, yeah. So we're just, and now we can do it. Now we have that option. Yeah.
Whoops. Yeah. Just a question for you, because I'm based in Flagler and homed and so forth included. In how can we help you?
Thank you.
Okay.
With Flagler, because we have just started in January. And I want to also say that this is testing season. So getting into the classrooms and being able to work closely with administration, we are very hopeful and very excited because of their prior engagement when we first signed the contract with Flagler Schools. But now it's transitioning into the fall semester because they get out next Thursday. Next Thursday is their very last day. So in encouraging strong support with administration at each of our target schools, primarily Buddy Taylor Middle School and Flagler Palm Coast High School, ensuring that we have a liaison between the coordinators, myself, and those target schools so that we have a secured classroom to work with those students, clear communication. Something that I'm really excited about is that those elementaries, the school counselors, they're so pro-students. They're really encouraging their students to fill out those applications. Yeah. They run faster than I can even imagine. Running. The school counselors have this untapped energy. So if we can have that displayed at the middle school and the high school as well, just to ensure that we are working with them to support their students.
Is the Flagler County Education Foundation also connected with you?
No.
Communicating with you?
No.
If I can help you on that.
Thank you.
Let me know.
I really appreciate it. Absolutely.
Glad to.
There are some wonderful programs. I was concerned with transportation. I know starting in January, you're not sure, but how are the students expected to get to the programs? Will the school system help to bring them there? Are the parents responsible? So
that's a great question. Every service that we offer is during school. Mm-hmm. So we have a classroom at each of our target schools where the coordinator and myself are working during the school hours. So, for example, Buddy Taylor Middle School have this, they have this remediation time from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. So during that time, our students that have been accepted into TRIO, that's when we're meeting into that specific classroom and we're pulling those students to work with them. So the parents are not responsible for taking them from location to location. We are there to service the students while they're in school during school hours.
Is it the same way on the Triple S side? Do you go to the other campuses for...
Yes. So like I mentioned before, although we're housed in the Baker Academic Support Center, we will travel to any campus that a student needs us at. So if a student in Flagler is saying, hey, I need some advising help, and they don't want to do a virtual appointment, which has been awesome, actually, the virtual appointments, it's not the same as face-to-face all the time, we will travel to the student, even if it's just for one appointment. You know, our students are come first, and we will be there every step of the way. And when it comes to our trips, generally, Daytona is home base. You know, so if we go to like UCF or any other university, we generally meet, you know, right here behind building 150. But from time to time, we will pick students up if the demand is there at other campuses on the way. So, and transportation is always provided. Students just need to show up and show up on time.
Other questions? Well, great program. Thanks for all you both do. And
appreciate it.
Thank you. Great. Yeah, we, you know, it was a program we talked that we haven't highlighted in a while, and wasn't sure if all the trustees were familiar with the services we provide. So, real grassroots, hands-on program that helps students. So thank you, Cassandra and Robert. Thank you. And that concludes our workshop.
With that, we will take an intermission and start right up at 2.
Okay.